Time now for sports. What a shame to waste even a precious second. The NBA playoffs begin tonight, and for the first time in, what, 11 years, the Los Angeles Lakers aren't involved. San Antonio, Detroit, Miami, Shaq included, and Phoenix figures as front-runners to win the championship this year. But in the first round of the playoffs, let's first talk about Bulls versus Wizards. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, joins us from Boston. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
First time either team has been there since Michael Jordan came and left, or since Michael Jordan came in the case of the Wizards.
It's a big surprise to us in Chicago, Scott. That's all I can say. Who knows how this happened?
Good matchup?
It is a good matchup. It may not be Dallas-Houston for excitement, but look, Scott, neither of these teams is going to win the NBA championships. That's not going to happen. But it's good to see some buzz and some new teams. I mean, you look around, Scott, no Kobe, no LeBron James, no Kevin Garnett. This is a wide-open NBA playoffs. It ought to be a lot of fun.
Name a couple of teams you think we ought to be watching.
Phoenix, for certain. The Suns have had a very, very good run this year.
Yeah.
You know, as long as Shaq is around, Tim Duncan and the Spurs, the Pistons are the defending champions. I guess you have to give them a little respect, yeah.
Yeah, you almost forget that, though, sometimes.
Sometimes you do, yeah.
Houston?
With Yao Ming, I think maybe not, but I think this first series between Houston and Dallas will be very instructive.
Yeah. NFL draft begins this afternoon. Who's going to go first?
Well, it's either going to be Utah quarterback Alex Smith or Cal quarterback Aaron Rodgers. It's always a quarterback. I think two of the most intriguing players there are Braylon Edwards, the wide receiver from Michigan, and Mike Williams, USC's wide receiver, who was sort of in limbo last year, couldn't play in the pros, couldn't go back to college. Again, no real clear-cut favorite, but, you know, this is the one day when every team comes out a winner, Scott. Every team gets exactly the player they want who's going to make a big difference. And if you don't believe it, you can even ask them.
Yeah, who's the last first-round draft pick that made it big?
Real good question. It does not come tripping off the tongue, does it?
I noticed that. The Bears are going to draft a guy named Cadillac Williams, is he?
It could be. He's like the second-best player on his team. But it could be him, or I'm looking for Cedric Benson of Texas, possibly.
And finally, hey, what about those White Sox?
Boy, oh boy, Ozzie Guillen has really got them going. What's funny is the pitching has been so great. We'll see how long this holds up.
Okay, Ron Rappaport, a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition. Oh, Ron, we've got another 10 seconds. Anything you want to add?
No, it's just, if you got any pitching for the Cubs, Scott? They're going down in flames.
I'm available. Okay, he joined us from Chicago, and it's 22 minutes. No, from Boston.